the end of anxiety. I once quoted the amazing Gra, which links every parsha of the Sefer Devarim to another century in the sixth and final millennium of history. Parshas Kisavoy corresponds with the 100 years spanning the 1840s and 1940s, from our return as a people globally dispersed back to the Promised Land up to the Holocaust. The two major topics in Kisavoy are: one, the return of Bnei Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. They are making the desert bloom and harvesting first fruits. And two, the long litany of curses that would befall the Jewish people, climaxing in a vision of the Holocaust. In short, Kisavoy is present time, a narrative of Jewish destiny unfolding before our own eyes. But there is another account of Bnei Yisrael coming to Eretz Yisrael, which is written in the past tense. I'm referring to Sefer Yehoshua. At the beginning of this account of our first passage as a people into the land of Israel, we find something really remarkable. Hashem charges, instructs Yehoshua, saying, Lo yamush Sefer HaTorah hazeh mipicha. Let not this book of the Torah depart from your mouth, v'higisa by yomam v'layla, and delve deeply into it day and night. Based on this pasuk, the Rambam in Hilchis Tshuva rules that we are obligated to learn Torah by day and by night. The Pella is that every morning we return to the Mishnah in Peah, which informs us that the mitzvah of learning Torah has no shiur, no fixed minimum, which means, in part, that no matter how much one learns, even a single solitary word, he is mekayim, he fulfills the mitzvah to learn Torah. Which is it, then? Have we to learn day and night to fulfill the mitzvah, our Torah obligation to learn Torah? Or can one fulfill the mitzvah by learning a single word? Just listen to the beautiful teretz to this kasha offered by the Mashgiach, Rav Kronglass Zatzal. This is so far-reaching. Generally, a mitzvah has a shiur, a fixed minimum. L'mashal, without a kezias of matzah, there is no mitzvah of achilas matzah. You can't just nibble at the matzah, you must eat a kezias, or you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah on Seder night. If the mitzvah of learning Torah had a shiur, then any time you were unable to learn that fixed amount of Torah, there would be no mitzvah to learn at all. Let's say while in a tense conversation or at work, you simply couldn't learn that fixed minimum, so then you couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of learning Torah at those times. So the Mishnah informs us that the mitzvah to learn Torah has no shiur, no fixed minimum. Even learning a single solitary word of Torah amounts to a mitzvah. It's that easy, almost effortless, to turn our heart to Torah no matter what we're doing. So there's no hechatimsa, no possible situation in which a person can argue that he is not able, and therefore not obligated, to concern himself with what the Torah has to say here and now, no matter what's going on. Even b'shas t'chak, when pressed, when rushed, when worried, when tarud, is it ever impossible to learn one line of Gemara, or at least a half a line, or even one word, or a saying of Chazal, or a pesach halacha, baal peh? This Wednesday morning, after I left the Beis Medrash and turned to world affairs, I called Yerushalayim, a dear friend of mine, one of the Rebbeim at Or Sameach, told me that Harav Moshe Shapiro Shlita ruled that it's asur not to ride the bus in Yerushalayim. I asked, did he say anything else? My friend replied, did he have to say anything else? Then I heard it clear. A pesach halacha, Torah hadracha, that we can totally trust Hashem, our Father in heaven. The main thing is not to fear at all. I pressed rewind in my head to hear it again, and later in the day again, and still later yet again. It's that easy to take Das Torah to heart, even when we have to part from the Beis Medrash. It's that easy to make reflection upon Torah concerns our steady, unrelenting preoccupation. It really is a day and night affair. And the more we tap into Torah, the more we find ourselves living in the center, in the tranquility zone, around which swirl gale force winds battering a generation be'ichvasa de Mashiach. This is the improbable wonder of our generation, in which life is a blur, out of focus, out of control, as the world is rocked and trembling. A generation in which there is no Eitzah left but to turn again to the word of Hashem, which has the power alone to allay the anxieties of this age and lift our eyes toward redemption rising on the next horizon, in the schus of returning again and again to the Torah of Hashem. We will definitely be redeemed, said the Gra. May we see a speedy end to the sorrows of Klal Yisrael and hear the Devar Hashem mi Yerushalayim b'mher v'yameinu amen.